come full circle with you, Mert, and I'm going to tell a story about a bum on a train. So this story happened, I guess, like last spring, and it was beautiful out, and I went into the city to buy a special cake for my beloved work wife. And I kind of like, I wanted to look cute. And I looked like cuter than I do right now. Like I was wearing like kitten heels and I had on this like fur coat that wasn't mine. Well, it just had like a little fur collar. And anyway, I got my cake and I was in the city looking cute in the spring, feeling good. And I get on the train to go back to Brooklyn to like take my nap before my night shift. And by the way, guys, I'm telling you this story because this is a story I picked. I have a lot of stories. They're like categorized: death stories, dick stories, poop stories, whatever. I picked this one because I've been sort of reflecting a little bit at this point in my career on how it feels to save somebody's life. And in this story, I saved somebody's life, and I felt like everyone was mad at me. So, whatever. I get on the train, and I'm just sitting there, and then we get to a station in Lower Manhattan, and the like loudspeaker goes off, and it's like, "This train is no longer in service. You need to take the A to the B to the B to the F to the shuttle bus to get to Brooklyn." And there's like a moment of disbelief, you know, on the train. Nobody heard very well, obviously. And then about like 500 people just kind of like cussing and muttering under their breath, like, get up and fucking make their way to the A to the B and the B to the shuttle bus to Brooklyn, you know. And I'm obviously one of those people, kitten heels. And people are pissed, like they're fucking mad. And the train conductor comes like walking against the sort of like sea of humanity, and people start to yell at her. They're like, "What the fuck?" You know. And this poor little woman is just, I mean, what the fuck can she do? She's like a train conductor, whatever. And I'm walking past with all these disgruntled other humans, and I'm like walking past, and then I look over into the empty train and I just see like, boop, like a pair of feet, like the Wicked Witch of the West, like feet just like sticking out like on the ground, kind of like towards the door to the subway. And I'm like, "Oh, that's funny. I wonder if that's why the train has stopped." There's this guy laying on the ground in the subway, and well, he's a bum, and he's got like a couple of hospital bracelets on, and he smells bad, and he's got like track marks all over his arm, and he's blue. Now, I have learned from previous similar situations. I do have a whole subcategory of stories, which is like on the street resuscitations, but which obviously this is one of them. And I have learned from these previous experiences that, you know, like when I was in medical school, I was like, "Oh, I wonder if I would ever be able to give like, you know, bystander mouth pat." And the answer is fuck no. Fuck no. No way, not ever. And I was like, eh. And so down my cute little cake that I had bought for Wendy, for those of you who know. And I feel his like gross sweaty neck. And he's like obviously not breathing, but he does have a pulse. What do? I like sternal rub, jaw thrust, you know, nothing. And I'm just like, ew. And so I'm starting to like draw attention. And I look out of the subway car and people are filming me. And they're starting to, like, you know, the mood was ugly already. And they're starting to like shout things at me. And some of the things that they're shouting are, "He did drugs on the train! Just let him die!" And, "Yo, fuck him! That motherfucker deserves to die!" And I was like, all right, well, guys, I don't know why you think dies here, that means we're all going to be able to get up back on the train. It seems like it doesn't mean that. So maybe all of you should just shut the fuck up. I was like, maybe if I just do like a few chest compressions, I'll like be able to make like enough positive pressure to just like get some air in there without my having to put my mouth on his mouth, which I am definitely never going to do again. So it worked. He was like, and he like sits up and looks me like dead in the eyes. And I like look at him, and we're like two squirrels in a place. I'm like, stand up. And he like stand. It gets up and I was like, walk off the train. He walks off the train. And all the people who are filming are kind of like, and 500 people trundle back onto the train and sit down.
That's wild.
And then the train just kind of like sits there for a minute while the conductor goes to like walk back up to the front. And you know, I'm a good doctor. I follow up on my patients. And I see him. There's like no EMS coming anywhere. Whatever, no one can see. And I see him. He's gotten off the train. And he's, you know, he's like starting to.
Oh God.
The other head gets like real far. Yeah. I was like, oh, you. Hey. Walk that way. Keep going. He kind of like, just like. And he sees that I have cake. And he like comes up, and I'm standing right in the door of the train. And he like comes up to me and he's like, I'm so hungry. Give me some of your cake! And as he's doing this and like approaching the train, the people who are on the train with me have started to notice. And this guy behind me is like, fuck, man, what are you doing? And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, he's gonna get on the train, you dumb bitch! And I was like, oh,
right.
Dumb bitch. And the guy's like,
I can please.
And I was like, you have to get your own cake. Okay? The cake is that way. The guy behind me is still cussing me out. Other people are like, people are going to do drugs on the train, they're going to die, and that's just it. Yo, you guys think you really want to be like riding the D train all the way to Brooklyn with a corpse? I don't think so. Like, that's not going to make you all happy. And God bless this old woman who was like on the side of the train, was this man is calling me a dumb bitch and cussing me out. She's like, you better stop talking to her like that. She touched his chest and saved his life. He woke right back up. And as she said that, the subway doors made a little like ding dong. It closed. We all put in our earbuds and rode the train back to Brooklyn. And that was it.